I was reading this week, one of my favorite authors is Eugene Peterson, and he wrote a book called Run With the Horses. And in the book, as I was reading it, I thought, this is awesome. I developed a brand new fear from reading this book. I fear worship without astonishment. I fear worship without astonishment. He wrote that in his book, and it just hit me so hard. It was like, oh, Lord, may I never, ever come into your presence without awe. May I never take it lightly and be flippant about the privilege we have to gather in your holy name like this. Will you stand with me, everyone, and will you lift your face toward heaven, and will you, with your own voice, tell him how astonished you are by him, how in awe you are of him. Oh, we stand in awe of you today. I stand in awe of the mighty, majestic God of the entire universe, who chose to make it possible that we could come and have a relationship with you and boldly enter into your throne room. I was just told about a little boy named Noah, 1 month old in Florida, who's having epileptic seizures. Right now, in the name of Jesus, majestic God, through the stripes Jesus took on his back, touch little Noah right now. You have a special need in your life, raise your hand real high. Lord, you see our hands. Some of these are physical ailments. We appropriate the stripes of Jesus to these mortal bodies right now. We thank you in advance that the healing is accomplished. And the only way it wouldn't be is if by our infirmity we would give you more glory, like Johnny Erickson Tata, who in a wheelchair as a paraplegic paints with her teeth. She ministers the goodness of God from her wheelchair and gives you more glory and honor from that vantage point than she ever would have as a whole person. So, Lord, it's all in your hands, but we believe in the healing virtue of Jesus. Heal our wounded hearts today. Mend the frayed edges of our lives. Bring us all into a greater and deeper wonder of who you are. And may today, may we all feel what you felt in Gethsemane. Jesus. 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 There's a wonderful couple that has fellowshiped with us here for the last several months. They have the type of job that takes them around the country, and they open up stores, Skechers stores, and John and Beth Schmidt, just raise your hand right back over here. This is their final Sunday with us, but love you guys so much. You've been such a blessing to Pam and myself just in the few months you've been here, and we love you and we'll miss you, and hope and pray that you get to come back and be with us again. A couple of sad items. We've had a couple, well, depends on your perspective. Sad for us, happy for them. Two of our folks who fellowship here went home to be with Jesus this past week, separate instances. Ginny Hedrick, a little Hawaiian gal, had a walker. If you've seen her, she went home to be with the Lord. And I don't know the family's plans for her memorial. I'll let you know when I know. And then Friday morning, Pastor Dave, who's up in the sound booth right now, where Kevin Rudd normally would sit, our great, great sound man who just helped us in so many ways. Dave came to my office Friday and he said, Kevin never woke up last night. Went to bed Thursday night, and his wife said he never woke up. So, pretty good way to go. Go to sleep in bed and wake up in the arms of Jesus. But Lord, we just pray for the Rudd family and the Hedrick family. We lift them to you, Lord, and we miss them. Man, we're going to miss them. And yet, they're with you. And we will see them again. We have great hope in our hearts that as believers in Jesus Christ, we are going to live forever together in your holy presence. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We love you. Let's honor the word this morning. I'm reading from Mark chapter 14, beginning at verse 32.